وإن كان أصحاب الأيكة لظالمين فانتقمنا منهم وإنهما لبإمام مبين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us the outcome of the people of Lut alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks to us of another community, and they were known as Ashabul Ayka, the people of Al Ayka. Al Ayka literally refers to a dense forest. That is one of the interpretations that are given. Who exactly are these people? We do not really know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not provided much details regarding them. However, the Mufassirin, the scholars of Tafsir, say that some of them are of the opinion that this dense forest was close to the city of Madian. And we know the city of Madian was the city in which Shu'aib alayhi salam had lived. And it was the city to which Musa alayhi salam had fled to after he was threatened by Fir'aun. So Ashab al-Ayka, according to these Mufassirin, refers to the very same people, the people of Madian. According to others, and this is supported by hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that Ashab al-Ayka, the people of al-Ayka, and the people of Madian were two separate communities. But they were not too far away from each other. And in fact, Shu'aib alayhi salam, he resided in one of these communities, and after that community, after preaching to them and calling them to Islam, and they did not respond to his invitation, and when that community was destroyed, then he was sent to the other community. So there are two separate communities, and Shu'aib alayhi salam had worked in both these two communities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the people of Al-Ayka. وَإِنْ كَانَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَ لَظَالِمِينَ. Allah says, indeed, the people of Al-Ayka were certainly transgressors. فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we had punished them in retribution. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking of the outcome that was faced by these communities who rejected their prophets and who denied them and belied them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُمَا لَبِإِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah says, both of these two communities, that is the community of Lut alayhi salam and the community of Al-Ayka, both of them were situated on a highway, a road that was clearly visible. In other words, everyone had witnessed the outcome, and anyone who passed by that region witnessed what punishment they had suffered. And up to this day, we still have the glaring example in front of us of the people of Lut alayhi salam. That very same area where the Dead Sea is situated is the area that was occupied by the people of Lut alayhi salam. And we can see how up to this day, such an accursed piece of land that it has become lifeless. Nothing grows there and nothing is produced by that land and so forth. Then Allah speaks of Ashab al-Hijr. So we have learned of the people of Lut alayhi salam, the outcome. Allah spoke of Ashab al-Ayka and their outcome. Allah then speaks of Ashab al-Hijr. Now who are Ashab al-Hijr, the people of al-Hijr? The people of al-Hijr, they had resided in an area between al-Hijaz, that is the Arabian Peninsula, and Syria. And that was occupied by Thamud. Thamud, the people of Thamud, Qawm Thamud, to whom Salih alayhi salam was sent. Thamud, and we spoke of their incident when they asked Salih alayhi salam to produce a pregnant she camel from a mountain. And we learned of what the outcome was over there as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Ashab al-Hijr, the people of al-Hijr, referring to Thamud, they had belied and they had rejected the messengers who were sent to them. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ آيَاتِنَا Allah says, and we had given them all our ayat, proofs and evidences, in order to convince them and in order to turn them towards Allah. فَكَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ Allah says, but they kept on turning away from these ayat and from these signs. And that is, as we explain, the system of Allah. Allah sends ayat, Allah sends signs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people not one, not two, but multiple opportunities to turn to Allah and to embrace the true faith. Allah speaks of the power that they were given. وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا آمِنِينَ Allah says they used to carve out their homes from mountains. Such technology Allah had blessed them with. They would see a mountain, and in the mountain they would carve out their homes. So they would make a home out of a mountain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they would do this amineen, with great safety and comfort, very comfortably, meaning it wasn't difficult for them. Allah had given them this power. But they, despite the many bounties and favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with, they too rejected the prophets, and they failed to turn towards Allah. Allah says, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ Allah says, the sayha, a sayha refers to a cry, a very loud cry, a screeching voice had seized them in the morning, by the morning. Allah spoke of this punishment also when it came to the people of Lut, alayhi salam. فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all that they had earned and that which they used to do was of no benefit to them. There's an important point for us to learn here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all their actions, whatever actions they were engaged in, their ungratefulness and their transgression and their rebellion and their sin, none of that benefited them against the punishment of Allah. Which means our deeds play a great role in the conditions that we experience in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us clearly, all their sins did not help them against the punishment of Allah. Which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the conditions of this world dependent on our deeds and our a'mal and our actions. So if we are engaged in good deeds and acts of piety and righteousness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps away from us unfavorable conditions and unfavorable circumstances. But the moment a community and a people turn away from Allah Azza wa Jal, you will find the conditions too will become unfavorable. Why? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to turn them back to Allah before they move too far away from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ Allah says, we have not created the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them. We have not created all of these illa except bilhaq was truth. They have been created in truth to serve as evidences and proofs of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wa inna sa'a la'atiya. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is consoling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he right now, as these ayat are being revealed, is facing similar types of treatment that the previous anbiya had faced. What Lut alayhi salam had faced, what Shu'aib alayhi salam had to deal with, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now experiencing similar things. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ السَّاعَ لَآتِيَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final hour is certainly, most definitely going to come. فَصْفَحْ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ Overlook, just overlook. Graciously overlook what they are doing. Just tolerate it, persevere, overlook their rebellion, overlook their attitude towards you, and just ignore it, and their time will come when Qiyamah will take place. إِنَّ رَبَّكْ هُوَ الْخَلَّاقَ الْعَلِيمِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed your Rabb, he is Al-Khallaq. Al-Khallaq, one who keeps on creating. The one who creates all the time. Certainly your Rabb is Al-Khallaq, Al-Aleem, the most knowledgeable. May Allah grant us the understanding.